We live in a strange contradiction. Life expectancy has never been higher, medical care never more advanced, material comfort never more accessible, yet anxiety disorders are skyrocketing. Mental health clinics overflow, while our ancestors, who faced genuine threats like starvation and predators, somehow managed without therapy apps. What's happening here? The answer reveals something profound about how our ancient brains struggle in our modern world. Worry isn't just thinking, it's a specific kind of mental activity that can either propel us forward or trap us in place. When worry motivates you to study for an exam or prepare for a presentation, it's serving its purpose. But most worry doesn't work this way. Instead, it's like revving your car engine endlessly in neutral, burning fuel, creating heat, going nowhere. Anxiety is the emotional companion to this mental revving, that uncomfortable feeling of dread. Stress is your body's physical response, the racing heart, tense muscles, shallow breathing. These three form a vicious cycle, each feeding the others until you're exhausted but can't rest, worried but can't act, anxious but can't pinpoint why. The real danger? Over time, worry stops being something you do and becomes something you are. Why do we worry? Some people actually enjoy it. Worry creates drama, provides conversation topics, and makes you feel important. There's even a biochemical component. Stress hormones can be genuinely stimulating, creating an addiction to anxiety itself. Change and uncertainty trigger profound discomfort because we're wired for stability. Your great-grandparents might have worked the same job for 40 years. Today, entire industries vanish overnight. This isn't irrational anxiety, it's a rational response to genuine instability. We also worry when we lack knowledge. A first-time parent feels more anxiety than someone raising their fourth child because they don't yet know what's normal. Control matters immensely. Formula One drivers experience their highest stress not during dangerous turns at 200 miles an hour when they're in control, but during pit stops when they must trust their team. Childhood experiences shape anxiety patterns profoundly. Stress transfers from parent to child, beginning even during pregnancy. Children absorb their caregivers' worldviews, whether the world is fundamentally safe or dangerous. Media consumption distorts risk perception. We overestimate sensational dangers because fear sells. Finally, gender affects how we experience worry. Women tend to verbalize concerns openly, while men often internalize them or express worry through irritability. You're fundamentally mismatched to your environment. Your brain evolved over millions of years for immediate physical threats, predators, not emails. That primitive smoke alarm now activates for traffic jams and social media notifications, treating your boss's criticism with the same neurological response your ancestors reserved for life-threatening situations. Your brain operates in three hierarchical parts. The primitive brain controls survival, breathing, heartbeat, fight or flight. The emotional brain releases stress hormones and processes feelings. The rational brain handles logic, planning, and perspective. When threats appear, the primitive and emotional brains hijack the system before your rational brain engages. This explains why you don't think logically under pressure, why you say things you regret, why other people's problems seem easily solvable while yours feel insurmountable. The higher your emotional investment, the harder rational thinking becomes. When you hear about an acquaintance's housing crisis, you easily see solutions. But when you're the one feeling rejected at a party, your perspective narrows. Your emotional brain floods your system, drowning out rational thought. This isn't a character flaw. It's your evolutionary inheritance, designed for a world that no longer exists. When worry takes hold, we often worsen it through loopy logic that feels reasonable but crumbles under examination. People feed their fears by consuming negative information, like trying to lose weight by eating cake. This confirmation bias heightens your sense of threat regardless of actual danger. Many avoid issues entirely, hoping problems will disappear if ignored. They won't. Avoidance makes problems grow like mold in the dark. Some believe worrying itself prevents bad outcomes. If they worried about something and it didn't happen, the worrying must have worked. Many label themselves as warriors, as if this trait is fixed, like eye color. This identity becomes destiny. Others believe positive thinking alone prevents bad outcomes. Dangerous false hope without action. When the wind changes, the pessimist panics, the optimist thinks happy thoughts, but the leader adjusts the sails. People give power to superstitions, torture themselves with endless what-if questions, and desperately seek perfect certainty in an inherently uncertain world. While you can make intelligent predictions, perfect certainty is impossible. Waiting endlessly for clarity is just another form of loopy logic keeping you stuck. Understanding worry requires systematic engagement through the AAA strategy. Awareness means identifying whether your worries are situational, current circumstances, anticipatory, future events, or residual, lingering past effects. This clarity reveals what you're actually worried about. Analysis examines whether worries are historical, based on past experiences, hysterical, irrational fears with minimal probability, or helpful, legitimate concerns prompting action. Calculate actual probability and challenge catastrophic predictions by asking how often your dire forecasts materialize. Action is the crucial final step. Without it, understanding solves nothing. Use the circle of concern versus circle of influence concept to distinguish between worries you can affect and those beyond your control. Focus energy where it matters. Writing down concerns creates powerful clarity. This combats fuzzy worry, vague, overwhelming feelings that seem insurmountable when swirling in your mind, but become manageable on paper. Write the concern, rate its importance, assess your influence, identify actions taken, and plan next steps. The clarity from writing often reveals solutions that weren't apparent when thoughts remained jumbled. Your imagination directs your emotions through a simple chain. Pictures trigger emotions, which influence actions, which produce results. Fear often means false evidence appearing real. Your imagination determines whether upcoming events appear as horrors or comedies. Learn to shout cut to interrupt negative mental scenarios. Create an imaginary board of directors comprising respected figures whose expertise could help with specific challenges. While your imagination engages constructively, it can't simultaneously fuel anxiety. If you owned a thoroughbred racehorse, you'd provide regular exercise, proper diet, and professional support. Yet many people fail to show themselves the same respect. Change your negative self-talk scripts, those destructive thought patterns that magnify problems. Try alternatives like, everything is temporary, including how I feel, and I can become bitter or better. I'm choosing the latter. Avoid going it alone. Confide in trusted people. Let go of grudges that strangle your peace. Engage in regular exercise. When anxious, your body releases hormones requiring physical activity to process properly. Without exercise, these substances remain in your bloodstream, causing continued agitation. Finally, stop constantly pleasing people based on external approval rather than personal preference. Your environment profoundly shapes emotional well-being. Consciously limit negative news consumption, which fuels anxiety and distorts reality perception. Clear physical clutter. It subtly drains peace of mind. Avoid escalators, people who magnify problems and spread negativity. While sharing troubles with the right person halves them, escalators double them, converting small concerns into catastrophes. Find humor. Laughter strengthens immunity and provides powerful relief even during serious worries. Mind your sound environment. Loud rock during rush hour increases tension, while classical music typically calms. Worry management requires implementation over information. Choose just three simple actions to start. Perfect tranquility doesn't exist, but constant worry isn't inevitable. You can't restart the past, but you can begin today, creating a new ending. Focus on what you want, not what you fear. Your ancient brain may default to worry, but your conscious mind can steer toward peace.